Hello, everybody. I'm Brian.
And I'm Brian.
And this is Brian versus Brian, episode 233, Poltergeist. Okay? by the end of this, this podcast will be clean. I can assure you. Okay, so Poltergeist. A little fun, little Steven Spielberg romp, family romp.
Yeah. Right?
What we got? June 4th, 1982. 114-minute runtime, budget of $10 million, box office of $121 million. Raking it in.
Yep.
Directed by Tobe Hooper.
Yeah, Texas Chainsaw guy.
Yeah, he has another big one, doesn't he? Oh, just that and Poltergeist, I guess.
I guess I think Life Force. I've never seen Life Force, but that seems like one of those like cult classic 80s movies that people talk about. I've never seen Life Force. I don't know what the fuck that movie's about, but that poster, like, oh, yeah, I know that poster.
Yeah, so it's a screenplay by Steven Spielberg, Michael Grace, and Mark Victor. Story by Steven Spielberg. Produced by Steven Spielberg. Feels like a Spielberg movie.
Yeah.
I've heard that he contractually couldn't direct it because of E.T., but he wanted to. So we got Hooper, and there's a lot of weird stories about how much Spielberg was on set and actually controlled the film and made a lot of creative choices. A lot of people say this is pretty much at least co-directed by Spielberg, how much Hooper let him put his hands in it. So, and it does feel Spielberg-y. It feels like a Spielberg movie to me.
Yeah, the horrific-y stuff feels very Hooper. I think he's very effects-driven kind of director, so that kind of feels like his wheelhouse. But yeah, like the first like 40 but minutes feels
the 80s family like dynamic Spielberg.
The
parental things they say and do. I don't know. It just feels like the world building you'd find in any other Spielberg movie before something happens.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool. Supernatural horror film. I think this is rated PG, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Which is strange.
Yeah.
what PG meant back then.
Yeah, this must have been pre Temple of Doom. So you and I talked about when we reviewed Temple of Doom. The Temple of Doom was the movie that caused the rating system. So this must have been released before Temple of Doom, I assume. Because, yeah, there's no way this would fly as a PG movie, where this movie goes and shows you.
Yeah. This film focuses on a suburban family whose home is invaded by malevolent ghosts that abduct their youngest daughter. I don't really remember the family's freaking names. They just kind of, you're just kind of thrown in, this family.
Yeah, it's, I remember Steven because I was like Steven Spielberg, so it was just easy for me to remember. And then Diane and obviously Carol Ann. They say Carol Ann like fucking 50,000 times in the movie.
Yeah, and so he lives in this house in this fucking, I don't know, suburban development that they just built all these houses. He works for the company that did it.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets like a free house or a cheaper house, something. That's how he's there. They're just hanging out for a while and got the little girl, and she's in all three, I believe. And then she, unfortunately passed away of like cardiac arrest or something pretty.
Oh shit. I didn't know that.
Wow. Young.
Wow.
Yeah. I think number three was released after her death. Like she was alive to film it, but it wasn't alive when it came out.
Damn.
And I was confusing the story. I thought she was the little girl that was murdered by her father, but that's like the girl that played Ducky in The Land Before Time, and she was in All Dogs Go to Heaven as the little girl. Two different little girls, both tragic. So, yeah, she's just hanging out. And then first weirdness is the TV. First of all, I want to say, if you're going to watch this movie, please, if you have epilepsy, don't.
Yeah.
Go near it.
Yeah.
Don't go fucking near it. I almost Like, I don't know, man. This whole movie is seizure inducing.
Yes.
The whole damn movie is just strobing you like a motherfucker. It's like a vampire bar from Blade.
It's pretty
The
bad, yeah. Like
whole thing.
the movie opens with the TV, you know, back then when, you know, when just, you know, TV shows aired at the very end of the night, like midnight or whatever, they'd do some goodbye on the network and then it would just be static. And that's how the movie opens. And it's funny because when the camera pulls away, you see the static on the TV, but like out of camera view, you can tell there's a fucking strobe light just like going crazy on the living room. I'm like to trying to like portray the flickering of the static. And I'm like, this is just a strobe light. This does not look like static from a TV.
Yeah.
It's pretty rough. The bedroom stuff, the bedroom strobe light, that's when I was like, Jesus Christ. Like all the stuff in the bedroom.
It's bad. The whole movie. I was like, man, this is. I've never had a seizure, but I think I might have my first. Here we go.
Yep.
Yeah, it was bad. So be careful with that. I really think that there should be a good warning at the beginning of this movie.
Yeah.
Because I could just imagine when this hit the theaters in 82. Or whatever, people just hitting the floor like, oh God.
Yeah, you think
Anyways.
they're like, especially this day and age, where like, I don't know if this exists, but I kept hearing in the last couple of years of like something on Disney where like before they'd added like, this was made in the 40s, or maybe some, you know,
Yeah.
whatever. This movie could benefit from something in the beginning, you know, but we'll see. Yeah.
This movie was made before seizures were discovered. This is
Yeah.
the reason why we know about seizures. It's this film. So yeah, they got the static and she starts talking to the television. Talk louder, I can't hear you. And they're all just watching her like, oh, silly little 5-year-old. Look at her. Talk to the TV. She's crazy, man. She's great. She's wacky. And she's aunt. Yes, I'm 5. Yes, no. No, yes. Maybe.
I love how the mom, the brother, and the sister get out of bed from upstairs and go stand on the stairwell to watch there. I'm like, okay.
And the little brother seems so familiar that
Yeah, he
I don't
does.
know
Yeah,
if
I couldn't pinpoint him, but.
I thought for sure he was like one of the friends in Rookie of the Year, that smaller friend.
Yeah.
Not him, but very similar look. That 80s kind of buck tooth young
Yeah.
kid. They're everywhere. I don't know what was in the water. That was just like a look. It's like a look back then. Oh yeah, and there's an older daughter, like a teenager. Yeah, so after the TV talking, I don't remember kind of. Oh yeah, she tells them, you know, the TV people, I talk to them. And then we get some more life stuff just going on, nothing big. Like this guy, he never seems to go to work. The boss is always showing up. Why aren't you at work? It's been weeks. No,
Yeah.
I'm just, hey, I'm chilling with my family. Calm down, man.
Yeah.
I'll be there someday. Don't worry about it. You don't quite know what he does. He says, oh, well, I don't remember what he says. Our best recruiter, or whatever he says. Anyways. I don't know if he's recruiting people for the like to buy homes or to work for the company. I'm not quite sure. But yeah. What's the next one? I don't know, there's a kitchen scene where the mom is talking to the girl and then all of a sudden turns around and every chair in the kitchen is stacked on the table.
Yeah,
I
this
think
was
that's one.
after. I think the big kind of incident was after the opening. Yeah, life stuff, the clicking the channel, that was kind of fun. But there's a moment in the middle of the night, the kids get scared by the lightning, and then it cuts to like them in bed, all four of them, and it's the younger brother and Carol Ann. They're all in bed, and then the TV goes off again, the strobe light, and then she goes up to the TV. And then you would get our first kind of cool smoky animation, ghosty animation that comes out of the TV and then fucking shoots up into the ceiling and then everyone wakes up. Oh yeah, the earthquake, the whatever,
Oh
they all
yeah, it
wake
goes
up.
above like the couch and
Yeah.
psh.
And they all wake up and then you get that classic, you know, line where she turns around and shows, they're here. And
Yep.
then we start to get more shit.
Oh yeah, they shoot to the top of the stairs and just being a fan of scary movies, Something ain't right about these stairs. Okay? No human builds stairs like this.
Mm
Okay? This is a conduit to hell, this
yeah.
staircase. It's like extravagantly swoopy and long. Like you could save so much space and have so much more space in the house that the stairs just went down, but they fucking jut out 20 feet from where they start. It's making so much space un unusable downstairs. And there's
Yeah.
these giant, like, wavy rails. I'm like, yeah, something's wrong with those steps, man. What is that? That's like the fucking staircase to fucking Zool on top of the apartments. It's
Yeah.
like, what is this? So, yeah. Immediately know, yeah, something's wrong with these steps. These are weird. Yeah, they're here. We get some, yeah, the stairs stacking in the kitchen. It's all kind of cute so far. No one's really too worried. And when do we get our first kind of scary incident?
It's funny because as I was watching it, I was kind of like laughing because the movie is very playful with supernatural. We're not really used to that kind of tone in scary movies or supernatural movies these days.
Yeah,
Typically,
it's a very Spielberg tone inside of
Like
this scary movie.
we're just so used to when people seeing ghosts, there's always like a jump scare. There's tension. It's scary. Everything's dark. But this movie kind of treats like the family treats it as kind of like fantastical and quirky. There's that scene where he comes home and the wife is like rushing him in and she like shows him how, she puts a chair in a certain spot in the kitchen and it moves, puts the helmet on the little girl. It's like, it's kind of quirky. But then I think that same night it all just fucking escalates like that. Like I think that night the tree slams through the window and kidnaps the kid. There's a
Oh
fucking
yeah, grabs him.
tornado and it's just like, Jesus, this escalated
Yeah.
quickly.
The film looks really good still, but there is some of it that doesn't age well is a lot of the animated clouds and like storm stuff. It's very drawn and very obviously drawn, but I can get past that. Yeah, the freaking tree. I don't like that tree. And dad's like, that tree's been here a long time, since before we started this little development. So, okay, it's just an old tree. Yeah, it has no branches, it has no leaves. It's just a fucking, it's a death tree, bro. Just same thing. It's like the parts of the tree are missing to make the death steps in the house. Is what happened here. And yeah, the tree crashes through the window and grabs the boy. Come here, boy. Drags him out. I don't know why. They're always focused on the girl. Obviously, the girl is the focus for three different movies. But yeah, but what the fuck with the boy too? It's only fair. Grab him, suck him
I guess to be
outside.
fair to the movie, I think the spirits cooped up a plan. Let's get the kid out of the equation so the family can focus on him. Because while that's happening, the closet open sucks all the shit
Yeah,
in,
yeah.
sucks her in. So they're clever, those ghosts.
Yeah, they did all go out there. And then the tree starts fucking eating him. It's and what, I forget what he what does he say? It's taking me. It's like, bitch, it's eating you. That's the only way to describe it. It's taking me. Into the fucking, it's like who lives in a tree? Is it fucking Pooh Bear or is it fucking the rabbit? Somebody. It's like it's taking me to its den. Anyways, yeah, it's a very Sam Raimi tree
Oh yeah,
scene.
totally.
Yeah, eat the boy. And they're trying to get him out. I don't remember, like, how do you fight a tree? You don't have a chainsaw. You're just like grabbing at it. I think he pulls him out of the tree mouth, and then the tree's still like sending roots and stuff trying to grab his feet. And then they finally get the boy out. Does the tree get sucked into the tornado and
Yeah, it has like
flies
the Wizard of
away?
Oz look where it's like a huge circle and
Well,
it
that's convenient because that tree was fucking with us. Thank God. And then they're like, whoa, it was a tornado. Couldn't have been. The house is still standing. Yeah. And they're like, oh. And then they're like, they see the teenage daughter out there. Well, if you're here, who's watching the girl? Oh my God, I left her inside. And they go inside, and yeah, it was like, oh yeah, I love this scene. The closet starts opening, and they get some, and there's some really cool practical effects of shit flying towards the closet. All the toys in
the
room.
Yeah, everything, yeah.
Everything. I don't know how they did it. I put it on an angle or something, but everything's sliding into this closet, and it looks pretty good compared to some other things where they try to animate items rather than use real items.
Yeah, we'll get to that later with the room they won't go into.
There. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's ridiculous. A protractor! Oh! Watch your eyes!
That was the roughest part of the movie in terms of visual effects. That was like, oof, this is rough.
So everything's getting sucked into this closet, which seems to be where that beam of light kind of went, is through the wall into the closet or something. So the closet's very important. And I love this scene because it's not enough that every item in the room is being sucked towards the closet. We need more of a visual. How are we going to visualize this and really let people know what kind of suction is in here? Well, I'll tell you how we're going to do it. Glitter.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There happens to be 2 pounds of just loose glitter in this room, like under the bed or something. I don't know. The kids just play in it, whatever it is. It's just all this glitter flying. And I just remember thinking, wow, who has this much glitter loose in their home? Like, this is crazy talk. It's just gold and silver glitter. Anyways, and I don't think it was supposed to be some kind of effect of shiny shimmering. I think it was straight up glitter getting sucked into a demon closet.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty funny. And yeah, she gets sucked in, and they go up there and see all the crap against the closet. Pretty much the room is empty. The beds are all stacked against the door, and they pile through the closet. And then there's like something under a blanket. Like, oh, thank God we found her. And they lift it. And I think it's the clown.
It's the clown, yeah.
Clown pops up a couple times. I don't know why clown dolls are so fucking scary in the 80s. That's ridiculous. Who makes these? The thing was scary. Dude, it has no right being that scary. It's long ass arms. I thought I remembered the clown doing more, but then at the very end, it kind of does that a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know if in the sequel they still have the clown, but I remembered more clown in my memory of grabbing people and arms extending or something. I don't remember.
And I remember it being much earlier. I thought it was earlier in the movie. I thought it was like one of those, like, they have to, like, they go up against these random scary things that lead them to the investigators.
Yeah.
I thought that was one of the things they experienced, but no, that's saved to the end, baby.
Yeah, so she's lost, and they kind of just fucking say, well, oh well. They're like, yeah, she's in here somewhere. I don't know. It's weird, isn't it? And they just kind of like, don't tell the school she won't be coming, and don't tell anybody she's gone. We'll figure this out as a family, guys. We don't need the news involved or the police, okay? That's weird. Let's just figure this thing out as an 80s family.
Smoke some weed, chill out. We'll find it.
Yeah. That was after she was gone, huh? Smoking weed?
No, it was early in the movie, yeah. No, I think they discover that she's in the TV that same night, because when they're all running around the house, the kid's still covered in like mud and shit. Goes into the bedroom and get that kind of cool close up and mom, and yeah, she goes in there and
yeah, but he can't say it, so you're as an audience member, he's like, mom, you're like, spit it out, dude, fuck, you just fucking survived a fucking demon tree. Spit it out. Yeah. Tell these people that their daughter, your sister's TV. In the TV. Jesus Christ. Spit it out, dude. I'm sitting there, I'm like, say it. So then they figure that out. And they're like, oh, that's peculiar.
Yeah.
Huh. I don't like that. And then, I don't know, he goes to a college or something and recruits some paranormal investigators somehow. And he's like, well, we haven't called the police, and we don't want the news involved. And she's like, well, that's probably for the best. Here, I have my – it's a lady, and I don't remember this crew as much. I thought the, like, small lady was kind of the head of everything from my memory, but she's kind of a smaller part of it. Because they come first, and with their ridiculous 80s ghost catching gear that is just so funny, and just like ginormous VHS cameras on freaking dollies and rigs
Yeah.
that automatically move and look at stuff. I don't remember. Oh yeah, there was a funny scene where the guys talk about, yeah, we've done this before. I once captured a matchbox car, traveled over 7 inches over 7 hours, imperceivable by human eyes, but
Yeah.
I caught it on a super slow motion cam. It's like, how is it imperceivable that it moved 7 inches?
Yeah.
I could tell that that was over there. It's imperceivable. It was like Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm moving so slow, you can't even perceive my movements. I could tell. So I think, what's some of the stuff they got? I think they got some audio. I don't remember
Yeah,
what other shit they got.
they get a group of ghosts that, back to your staircase, your creepy staircase. At the top of the staircase, you get your Ghostbuster orb. I didn't look this up, but the same people who did this movie had to have done Ghostbusters, because Ghostbusters visual, like the visual effects of this movie are almost identical to Ghostbusters. But you got the orbs and like a giant lady thing, and then when they kind of zoom in, you see all these different heads of all these different ghosts. So they capture that, and then I don't remember anything after that. I know they all kind of like stay up late together in the living room, but I remember them capturing those spirits.
Yeah, bunch of lights, and then they go back to the footage, and you can see like faces in the lights. So I'm like, I watched this live, and this was just orbs. But okay, yeah, it is a shame that this came out, or this haunting happened in 1982, because just 2 years later, the Ghostbusters would have came down and quick work of this. That'd be, $5,000, and your house is actually clean. Okay, we'll show you the trap they're in. And but no, happened too early. Ghostbusters didn't have proton packs yet. They really were just pointing sticks that had little, they were doing that stuff. But yeah, we got the orbs on the stairs, and then da 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 da. What do they do? What pushes them to go get the short lady? Something else. So, oh yeah, the what was it? I don't know the timeline, but the scary creature coming out of the door, was that pre short seance lady?
No, that was during the rope scene with the lady, because she's like too soon, and then the beast comes out. I don't remember what big event. I know somewhere in there you get the kind of infamous scary scene where one of the investigators is like, "I'm hungry," and he goes in the kitchen and rudely takes these people's food out of the
Yeah,
fridge.
right.
Like,
That's what I
what
was
the
thinking.
fuck?
And
Who the fuck are you?
back in the 80s, there was just loose like food in the fridge, leftovers that you could just grab quickly, like not wrapped, not covered. He just grabs like a chicken wing that's just sitting in there. I want to see how that was in there. Like, just grabs a chicken wing, starts eating it, pulls out a steak, and it's just like a steak. It's not cooked, it's not wrapped. I don't know. It's just in there. Obviously, they're thawing it. They're gonna cook it soon, dude.
Yeah,
It's
what
in the
the fuck? Don't
fridge.
take the steak. You know how fucking expensive
Yeah,
steak is, you piece of
and
shit? Grab some
it's
Doritos.
obviously. Oh yeah, and he's like, I'm gonna get some food. I'm hungry, and he has an empty bag of. I was like, you just ate a fucking bag of Cheetos. And then he goes in there and takes a Ritz out of a box, eats that, grabs the chicken wing from the fucking fridge, grabs a steak, looks at it, throws it on the counter, raw steak on the fucking counter, grabs a pan, throws it on the stove. It's like 2 a.m., and he's gonna cook up this steak in the kitchen on the stove. Smell a steak filling the house at 2 a.m. The family's like, what the fuck, dude? Are you doing? Who's watching the cameras, dude? It was the most ridiculous shit. I
my
thought, no
God.
way. He's gonna cook a steak right now at fucking 2 a.m. And then yeah, the steak
God.
on the counter. Another Ghostbusters moment that it's the eggs cooking themselves starts crawling across the counter. That was pretty fucking cool. And then starts like. I don't know. It opens up and like a magic top hat has more innards than could fit in a steak, and it starts
Yeah.
spewing out putrid meat stuff. And then yeah, I don't know, that freaked him out, and then he went
Yeah, he drops the chicken
somewhere.
wing he's eating, and on the
Oh
floor is
yeah.
like covered in maggots. And yeah, he runs out of there.
Yeah. I said, like, I didn't even notice those maggots. Because it's dark in the kitchen at 2 a.m., dude. Bastard didn't even turn the light on. And then he goes into, like, I think it's like a laundry room, because it's got one of those big, giant white, sinks that are just super deep. They used to
Yeah.
see in old, like, laundry rooms and stuff. And he starts rinsing his face in there. But for some reason, there's a mirror above it. Like, I don't know why you'd have a mirror at that sink. But there is. And he's looking at his face, and there's like a little mark. I thought I remembered. I thought he was gonna like pull something out of his face. That's what I thought I remembered happening, but that didn't happen. He starts like gouging at it and ripping the flesh off his face, and then for about 5 seconds, there's a fake head that
Yeah.
just looks so ridiculous. It's like, it's like you thought Terminator 1's waxy head was noticeable. This thing, like, it
That's
just.
pretty noticeable. Yeah.
It went off the rails as some spirit Halloween prop. And yeah, and he starts tearing the flesh off and revealing the skull underneath. And I was like, okay,
Pretty
PG, here
gory,
we go. So
yeah.
that
Pretty fucking gory.
was pretty cool. And then it just stops, and then like he's normal, I think.
Yeah, he's
It
just
was
like,
all
"Whoop."
just,
Yeah.
yeah, it's an illusion. I don't know.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Spooked you, didn't I? Maybe next time you won't fucking touch a steak, dude. It's just the ghosts fucking with him. Can you believe this guy? Haunt him, will you? Haunt him. Fuck this guy, dude. Haunt this guy. If anyone in this family deserves a haunting, it's him. Get him. So they haunt him. What do we get after that? I think after that is when she's like, listen. To the mom, shit's going crazy. That guy who ripped his face off but didn't, yeah, he won't be coming
He's not
back.
coming
He's done, and
He's
then no
done,
amount
yeah.
of no amount of food is gonna keep him here. And he said, you're out of steaks, and he's leaving. And the other guy, he's coming back. He's not
He's
worried
pretty
about
chill,
it.
yeah.
Yeah, and me, and then I like how she's like, I will not be leaving. It's just like, okay, you say that any fucking
Yeah.
weirder? I will not be not staying here and going away. Not. So, what does that mean? Oh, I'll be here. I'll be
Yeah.
here. But I think we need to get a real expert. I know a gal. Gets this gal, and I don't know how they describe her, clairvoyant. How's she gonna be able to do this? She has cleared many houses. I've seen it. Okay, then why didn't we just start with her? Where is? Why are we doing this? I thought we had to film it first. Duh.
Yeah, get the evidence.
Yeah, she's upstairs. The little lady, little creepy lady. Yes. Where's the room? Like, it's up there. Oh my. Why is this room locked? We don't go in there anymore. And then what did she ask the dad? Asked him something.
Oh
And
yeah, like where's Carol Ann's room or something like that? And he's like, "Tell him." He's like, "I am." Trying to play a
she's
little
like, hey,
game
yeah,
on
he's
her.
like, yeah, he's like, well, you said she was a clairvoyant. I tried to tell her in my head like 3 times, so obviously she's not too bright. And then she from the top of the steps. Yes, I heard you. I just don't like when people play games. And that was enough to convince him. She didn't even like reveal what he said. He's just like,
Oh my God.
oh
Yeah.
my God, she's the deal. Oh yeah, and she opens that door, and it's the shit flying around the room, super animated shit, was that a lamp with a shade that
Yeah.
goes back on it, and the lamp lights up, a couple toys flying around. It just looks terrible.
A record
I don't
player somehow plays with the compass or whatever. It's like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why they didn't just float some stuff. You could float some stuff. I'm convinced you could float some stuff with the effects you've already done.
Yeah.
We could hide some strings or do something. I don't know. We could have shit floating in water and then impose the water. I don't know. But anyways, they chose to do it that way. And then yeah, that compass that's what I was talking about. It's got the pointy and the pencil, like flies over and like it's gonna poke her in the eye. Oh, shut the door, the compass. I don't know why your 5-year-old has a compass, but she's really into drawing perfect circles.
And glitter. Yeah.
Yeah, glitter. She's very arts and craftsy. This is like the origin story of like Lisa Frank. Right?
God damn it.
So that happens, and oh yeah, she's like all of a sudden, just by seeing that, she kind of knows what's going on, I guess. She's like, yes. This house has many spirits that have not fully passed on. What was her name? Carol Ann has the one thing they no longer have, life force. And her life force is so strong and so alluring to the spirits. The spirits can't get enough of it. And the spirits want what they can no longer enjoy.
Yeah.
And I don't get how having her over there does anything for them. Like they feel more alive because her life force is so strong. I think that's about it. I don't remember anything about them being able to come back if they have her or something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's pretty much it. They just want to hang out with her because she's pretty cool. She's got a lot of energy and life, and the spirits like that. There's one spirit in particular. He's using her to hold the other spirits at bay. And they're like, who? Lucifer. Something like that. It's like the devil needs this girl to keep these spirits in hell or something. I don't know. That's kind of weird. But yeah, I'll believe it, sure. I mean, you knew what I was saying in my head. I'll believe you. So I don't know. She comes up with a plan. I don't even understand the plan. She's like, okay, with the right two numbers on tennis balls and figure out where this damn portal goes. And then opens up the closet, throws a tennis ball in. The black filmer dude's downstairs. Psh, tennis ball comes in. Whoa, it
My handwriting, it's it.
came out of nowhere. Whoa. Yeah, and it's covered in ectoplasm. It's all
Yeah.
pink and shit. Do the second one, ball number two. Whoa, it happened again. This is crazy. And then I don't know. She's like, yeah, that's the portal. This is the entrance. That's the exit. Now we know. Get me a rope. And they're gonna fucking get her out. But then in the middle of it, I don't know. The dad talks to his boss because he hasn't shown up to work. He's like, oh yeah, I got a flu. And then he sees all the equipment in the house and is like, well, this is for someone who's sick, you sure are having a lot of fun with all this stuff you got. And he's like, yeah, that's, I'm into popular mechanics. I have hobbies.
Yeah.
And I don't know, he's talking to him and he mentions that, we got this place so cheap because there was a damn, was it a graveyard? Damn graveyard, and people didn't want to move it. I was like, oh, who cares? I moved it. It's like 5 miles away. It's fine. We just moved all the bodies there, all the headstones. And I think later in the movie, they try the rope thing. It's a ridiculous scene. We're going to tie a rope, go in here, and come out with the daughter. And then first, the old lady's going to do it. The short lady, I'll go in. I'm going to get her. And she's like, no, you've never, the mom's like, no, you've never done this before. And she's like, you're right, you do it.
Yeah.
It just
That was
gives the
pretty good,
rope
yeah.
to
It's kind of a
her.
comedic joke, yeah. You're right. You do it.
I feel like you're lighter though. Be easier to pull out. Smaller, compact. And then I like how the dad's like, let me do it. And the mom's like, no, someone's got to hold the rope. And
Yeah, you
he's
gotta
like, you're
hold
right.
the
You're right. Go ahead.
rope.
Send your wife in, dude. She'll be fine. Yeah, she freaking goes in with the rope. And then we got the old seance lady. The dad's like, "How do we know when she has her? How do we know?" She's like, "I have no idea. I will know. We probably should have told her to tug on the rope or something
And she's
before I, we should."
being a little sus. She's now moving the back of the room against the wall, just like shouting things. You're like, hey, you're getting a little weird.
Like, I have never done this before. This is, I completely lied about everything. Yeah. Goes in. Yeah, pretty simple. Gets her out. Falls in the bottom, covered in juice. And then I love there's always these untold rules and things that the seance lady says. Throw them in the water.
Yeah,
I was
get
like,
him in the water.
I don't remember any talk about water. We filled up a tub of water. So there was some discussion that we have to have the spiritual tub ready. The ectoplasm will burn. So they put him in the tub, and I think Carol Ann's like, "Mommy," or something. She comes to. Like, oh, yay. And then we get the classic, "This house is
It's clean.
clean," which is a lie. Because I don't know, they're moving out.
Yeah, we
Now
got a
they're moving
fake
out.
happy ending. We think it's done now.
Yeah. This fucker keeps going, dude. I was like, "What is this?" Like, this is the movie. The movie's over. They got a mover there. They're moving out. I don't know why they're moving out, because obviously the house is clean, right? It's supposed to be over. Spirits are gone. Everything should be good. But they're moving out, and I like how he's like, "Well, you know, I gotta go into work today, but it's moving day. I promise you, we're leaving today. I'll be in for a little bit. I'll come home early." And then cut to, I don't know, 9 o'clock at night or something, it seems like. He's not home. Everyone's asleep. Everyone's sleeping again. We're like, "I thought we weren't gonna stay the night in this fucking house again." But dad just never came home from work. Just, what the fuck? And then how does that one go? Oh
Yeah,
yeah, then that
she gets in the
then we get the
bath.
clown.
Yeah, and then
Yeah.
the kids deal with the clown.
Yeah, she gets, oh my God. So she gets in the bath, and I was like, "Oh God, here we go." You see like some clothes falling to the ground and some legs. I'm like, "Here, we're gonna get our rated PG tits. Here they go." I was for sure they were gonna show tits in this movie. I was like, "Really? Damn, these PG movies are crazy."
They go hard,
But
man.
no. We didn't get any nudity. We got something close, but we didn't get it. She's in the bathtub, right? Is that when the clown stuff happens?
I think she gets out, and she gets into a bed, and like two things are happening simultaneously. There's the clown, and then she gets kind of attacked, and that cool effect where she's kind of running up the wall. But yeah, that clown sequence is still spooky, man. Fuck that clown. Just the idea of like seeing a clown in the chair at the foot of your bed and then rolling over and looking again and it being gone is like, fuck that. It's so
Yeah.
funny.
And then he looks under the bed and it grabs him, and it's got a way scarier face than it did before. It's like a complete a face swap. And
Although a Scary Movie 2 kind of ruined that scene, because in Scary Movie 2, it's one of the Wayans brothers' dicks that grabs it's his big fucking long dick that wraps around his the her neck or something, grabs her under the bed.
that's a different th I think it's a clown. But like it's Ray, and he's like, "Hey, what are you
Oh, maybe that's what it
doing?"
was.
And then the clown's trying to get out, and he's like pulling him, like,
That's
"Come
right.
here, Uncle Ray Ray." The clown's
God
like,
damn
"Oh, we're not done." And they also do that poltergeist scene, because they get like the ghosts, being intimate with her, and I think that's Scary Movie too, but that's very similar to Poltergeist too. Because yeah, the ghost like lifts the mom's whatever giant shirt, and I was like, "Oh no, oh God, here we go." Don't do this. And then runs her
Please
up the wall
don't.
or some shit. It's like, it's okay, we don't need this. This is, anyways, nothing much comes of that. Thank goodness. I was like, "Ugh." If it was Sam Raimi, it would have got real dark
Yeah,
there.
would have got pretty fucked up.
Yeah. So. Yeah, they pull the boy under the bed. And then what happens to the girl? I just think they try to pull her into the closet again, right?
Yeah, I think the boy escapes somehow. Oh, he's like stabbed him. I fucking hate you. I hate you. He's like pulling his guts out or whatever. And then the closet door opens and there's like a big, I don't even know what you, like a throat, it looks like. Like
It's
sucking
like
him
a
in. It's
fucking, it's like a
like a
fucking,
butthole, big old butthole.
it's like a, it's a ghost pussy or something. It's like,
Yeah.
it's made of skin and it's
Yeah.
like, yeah, it's gonna be an esophagus. It's something weird. It's all skin-like, and it's got flappy. It reminds me of like the Mario Brothers movie, the nasty mushroom shit that was all over everything in the original Mario Brothers movie. And then it's got like one little tentacle, one little baby tentacle that's not very big. It's kind of slowly reaching out for her. It's like, okay, we could, you could probably form something more effective than this based on what you've done so far. Yeah, and they, I don't remember how they get out of that. How
They
did
kind of
they?
lock the mom out and she's trying to get
Oh,
back and
yeah.
it keeps she keeps getting shocked and then she ends up outside falling into the pool and then discovering like all these
Yeah, all these
chickens,
dead bodies are
skeletons
raising
are
up.
coming up.
And then dad finally comes home at whatever, 10 o'clock at night. And then I think his boss was with him
Yeah, I
for
don't know why
some
the boss
reason.
was there, yeah.
Followed him home, and then he sees the house. And he's trying to get in, and like caskets are shooting out of the dirt and opening up and revealing bodies. And then he confronts him. You moved the cemetery, but you didn't move the bodies, did you? You son of a bitch! You just moved the
Yeah,
headstones!
I was kind of, I
You
kind of
son of a bitch!
hated him in that moment because when he arrives, he meets his family at the door, and then one of the caskets, whatever, and he's like, "Find another way," and she's like, "Help us!" And then they kind of run away. He turns around, grabs his boss, and has this moment. I'm like, "Go help your family. Go have this conversation with your boss after you save your family. You don't do it in the
Look
middle
what
of
you've
fucking work."
done!
It's like Jesus.
Yeah. And then yeah, there's all sorts of crazy effects shooting out of windows, like shoots the boss, like, oh, and
Yeah.
then like fucking fire and brimstone are shooting from the ground. The whole neighborhood's involved now. It was just this house. But now it's like fucking the whole fucking neighborhood's going nuts. Everyone's outside, like, what the fuck's happening?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't remember how the fuck did they get him out of the house?
Yeah, it's weird 'cause I think they just come around the corner and they get into, it's kind of anticlimactic. They just come around the corner and they get in the car.
Yeah.
How it happened.
They get in the car, then there's a weird scene where it's like he's trying to find his keys in his tight 80s pants. I'm like, dude, you gotta know where your keys are in those pants. It's gonna be very obvious which pocket these keys are in. The one that's hurting your leg, that's the one they're in. Grab them. And he's like, oh, where are they? Pulls them out while he's in the car. She's like, hey! He's like, shut up! I'm fucking stressed. Shit's exploding. Just give me a second. And he's like, jiggling the keys. And they leave.
Yeah, this
And,
part out of the entire climax, I'll be honest, the climax of this movie is my favorite part. I think the climax this whole last like 10 minutes is awesome. But that last little couple minutes bothered me because I felt like the movie was trying to force the movie to continue on like continue on the intensity when it's just like the keys, they get out in the street and then we forget that they even had a fucking another daughter. She shows up and she's screaming at the
yeah.
lungs for no fucking reason. They're like, get in the car, and she won't get in the car. I'm like, you're just extending this thing for no reason. Like, she should just get in the car and then go. But yeah, she, what's going on? She's like having this fucking meltdown.
Yeah. I
Like,
like how
what?
she pulled up in a Trans Am with a hickey on her neck. Whoa! What's going on? I was like, that, oh, what the heck? And earlier when the construction guys are
Oh,
catcalling her
yeah.
and the dad's just watching,
It
he's
was the
like,
mom. It was the mom. Like, yeah.
was
From
it
that
the mom?
kitchen. Yeah, it was the mom.
And it's presumably like a 16-year-old. It seems like she's still in high school. And they're aggressively catcalling her.
Oh,
Like they
yeah.
all stop work, walk to her. Who's going to school, little lady? I was just like, oh my God. And the mom's like, you guys, knock it off. And then like one of them reaches in the window and is like eating their breakfast. And it's like, oh, sorry, Mrs. Whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, it was ridiculous. It was so funny.
That was pretty rough. I think one of the guys, one of the cat collar construction workers, I think he's from Predator, the guy with the big knife. I think that was him. He looked really
Oh,
familiar.
yeah? Billy or
Billy,
something, I think.
Billy. It looked like one of them was Billy.
Yeah, so then they're driving away and the house like collapses in on itself. Or not. I thought I remembered it collapsing into the ground, but it collapsed like into the hole where the I think the spirits are coming from in the
Yeah,
house
I
is
think
kind of
so
what it
too,
seemed like. And so that happens. And then they drive to a Holiday Inn. Holiday Inn. Paramus. And
yeah.
got a room. They all go inside. He shuts the curtains and then the door opens one more time. He shoves out the little TV on a cart, puts it out in the hallway. It seems like it's raining. You know, you're gonna have to pay for that. But anyways, he figured it's worth it, you know, pay for the TV. We're gonna avoid this debacle again. So yeah, two endings, which is fucking weird. I don't know why. The second one completely negating everything that has happened to this point in the movie, all the research and all the cleaning of the house and the seance lady did nothing. That was completely useless. It's like, what the fuck happened? I thought we cleaned the house. No. I think later, I think in the sequel they explain it because they're like, why is this happening again? And I don't remember if it's the same lady in number two. I think it might be. But I think she says, no, it wasn't the house. It was her. She's haunted, not the house. Oh, shit. No.
Yeah, the only thing I remember about the
So.
second one is maybe it's not a great scene. It's been many, many years since I've seen this, but I've only seen one scene from Poltergeist 2, and it's where this old guy in a top cap comes to the front door, and there's like a screen door, and he's like talking to the family. He's like really creepy, and all the things he's saying is kind of off-putting. I remember that being like, whoa, that was actually kind of cool, but I don't remember the movie as a whole. And the third one takes place in an apartment, like a city apartment building. So I'm like, that sounds kind of interesting. I'm sure it's probably bad, but kind of interesting to see.
Yeah, and they make it seem like she's living alone in this apartment, like she's an adult. But then I saw the poster; she still looks
Yeah,
very
she looks
young.
pretty young, yeah.
So I don't know what's up with that. Anyways, yeah, but this movie, two endings, kind of weird. Fucking really cool vibe throughout the movie. It just feels like an '80s Spielberg movie, but then you got all this weird fucking ghost shit thrown into it. It's a weird tone, and I'm all for it. It's
Yeah, that's
really
cool.
cool.
Yeah,
There's a reason why,
it's a fun summer blockbuster film.
there's a reason why this is still around and still talked about and got a remake. I think they're making a movie or a show now. They're doing something with it, which they should, because I think this is a pretty cool franchise that needs to be explored more and done more, because this is a really cool flick. I enjoyed it a lot. I think I'm at like a 7.9. Really good. Almost reaching the eights. That's where I'm at.
Yeah, I'm coming with an 8.2. This movie, kind of echo what you said. It's fantastic. It's structurally, it kind of has the same structure. I mean, this was made in the 80s, so I can't really fault it too much. But it kind of began this structure of how these movies kind of work, where it's like they have these hauntings, this paranormal stuff. They bring a crew in, and it escalates. That's kind of like every supernatural film now. So structurally, I'm like, eh. But what I like about this movie and rewatching it's been many years, is that like most modern movies now that do the supernatural thing, there's always like a possessed person. There's always like, oh, we gotta save the possessed person and bring somebody in to do an exorcism or whatever. And this movie's like, no, our daughter's gonna get sucked into some other fucking weird universe that we don't like. That was a cool concept that we don't really get anymore. I guess Insidious kind of plays with that a little bit. But yeah, I just thought that was cool. There was no possession in this movie. It's just more of like this little girl being trapped in some other fucking, universe thing. And I like that rewatching it, it was kind of laying the groundwork for some cool effects that we get later on in the 80s, which like the Ghostbustery stuff, this feels very good. Like in terms of the visual effects, it's very Ghostbustersy. the moment where she's on the wall under the ceiling, that comes into play a couple years later in A Nightmare on Elm Street. They do the same thing. Obviously, it's a little more bloody and violent and fucked up, but
If I remember correctly, I think ILM did Ghostbusters, and it would make sense that ILM did this because Lucas and Spielberg were very good friends.
yeah.
And there's lots of Star Wars references in this movie, bed sheets, toys. So I'm
Oh
pretty
yeah,
sure
it's
that's
all
where
over the
that comes
place.
from,
Yeah.
is the ILM.
And yeah, it's a fun ghost movie that's not, it's not relying on jump scares and I don't know, it's just a fun, lighthearted, for the most part, fun ride. And it kept my interest throughout the entire thing. And I stand by, again, I think even though the climax does kind of not make a whole lot of sense when everything is clean, I agree with you. But at the same time, I think that's the most fun of the movie, like the mom running around trying to save her kids. There's that cool effect where she's like running down the hallway and the door's red and like the score, Jerry Goldsmith's score, it's like all percussion. I don't know, there's a lot of like cool moments in that climax that I love. Yeah, 8.2 for me. It's still a blast.
Right on. 8.2, 7.9. Still great. Go check it out, man. What was it on? It was on Paramount, right? Paramount Plus, I think.
Yeah, that's where I watch it.
Yes. Available on Paramount Plus. I'm sure you can rent it anywhere else you want to,
Now I need
also.
to see the remake. I've not seen the remake with, is it Sam Rockwell? I think it's Sam
Yeah,
Rockwell.
I've seen it, but I don't remember it at all. I want to see it again. 8.2, 7.9. Awesome flick, man. Good one to rewatch. I'm glad.
Oh yeah.
Sometimes we pick these ones that are big or have a following, and they kind of just are stinkers after so many
Yeah.
years. But this one's still great. That's awesome. Glad to see it. Appreciate you guys joining us. Always here on YouTube. Please like and subscribe. Also, Apple Music and Spotify if you want to do podcasts with just the soothing ASMR of our delicious little voices. Goes down like honey in your ear, I'll tell you what. We don't care how you do it, just do it. Just listen. We appreciate you so much. Can't do it without you. Until the next beast. Peace.
Peace.